B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the Bankrolls. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshitz. And we got championship weekend in college football. Another weekend of NFL with only four games to go in the regular season. And college basketball starting to heat up a little bit. Of course, I think once you get past New Year's, that's when really the NHL gets going as well. But we got it all on tap for today's show. Dan, recapping last week, I thought it was a wild just week because there were some things that happened that you just could not cap. But overall, the holidays and everything like that mixed in, it was a wild week.
It was a wild week. It was a fun week to watch. I'm not sure it was a fun week to bet, if you know what I mean. I mean, there was a lot of shit that went down, a lot. I mean, from Bama's kicker blowing it to the Lions almost winning on Thanksgiving, but not, to the Cowboys getting ruined by the Bills. I mean, just ruined. It was a crazy week, man. It was, and we did okay. I had a really bad Saturday. You did okay Sunday, or you did pretty well on Saturday, and then Sunday was much better for me. It was a nice rebound. The Chiefs, we hit that double PP, so that was really big for us. But I mean, it was an interesting week, Joe. Honestly, I learned a lot, at least from the college basketball perspective. I think we learned a ton college football wise. I mean, more than we have in almost any other week. And the NBA was good. I think there was just a lot that we learned this week, and I think that this overall the week was a lot of fun. I don't know about your Thanksgiving. I had a great fucking Thanksgiving. Steak dinner, enjoyed the hell out of it, watched some football, and then worked. Honestly, outside of the working, couldn't have asked for a better Thanksgiving. So I'm ready, dude. College basketball's here. I've been testing out everything, kind of started everything last night, and I'm ready. Ready for some college basketball, honestly.
Yep. I had one and seven day, and then the Cleveland Browns again. I'm done. I'm done with Cleveland Browns. I've said that before, but I'm officially done. The Bengals got a win, and the wrangle didn't work out. And I felt like this is probably something to bring up, but a player in the NFL caught gambling. And I'm just curious if the wrangle had anything to do with that this week.
I would not be surprised. I mean, after that, you would expect everyone to be on their very best behavior. And it's unfortunate because I really thought that Minnesota kind of got screwed in that game multiple times. And then I felt like Seattle got screwed in that game multiple times. So the reffing was pretty even, in my opinion. I think the refs sucked pretty much in every sport all week long, from the guys who – the NBA refs who missed James Harden's basket last night, and the Rockets ended up losing that game because of that, to just, that Monday Night Football game, which honestly, I couldn't tell what the hell was going on. I thought it was a terribly rough game at most points. But then there were some points where, I expected Minnesota to get a call, and they didn't. And – that's the wrangle for you. They Josh Schaub probably screwed it up. I mean, what type of idiot goes to Caesar's Palace and writes on the form "professional football player"? You can literally lie about anything else: plumber, electrician, I don't know, radio, anything. It doesn't matter.
Waste management.
It doesn't matter. You put "professional football player," dude, you're an idiot. I mean, I do feel bad for the guy because I'm sure he didn't know or didn't think it was a big deal. But wow. Brutal.
Yep. Oh well, I'm sure we'll hear more about other people or refs or anybody like that down the line here.
Of course we
can. All right, I'm ready to get into it. Let's not even take a break. Let's get right into it.
I'm down.
It's championship weekend in college football. And for me, really what it's gonna come down to, we should probably just discuss the whole rankings. Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Georgia. I think it's right. I do. I think it's right. It's just how the order will work out. And I think that with LSU playing Georgia this week, that will work itself out. And then hypothetically, Utah and Oregon, I think will work itself out. When it comes to that championship game, Oklahoma Baylor is a nice little rematch that we have this week. Besides that, I'm not sure if anyone else can sneak in. Because I don't. I think it's either Oklahoma, Utah, or Georgia.
And we all agree that Bama's not making it, right? Because I heard some people this week still trying to make a case for Bama, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me, man. There's no way.
No, none.
I mean, I don't think so. There's no way in hell I'm putting them in. They have the worst resume out of any Power 5 team in the country. They have almost no good wins. I think their best win is Texas A&M. I can't think of another good win they have.
I agree. I think they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're uberly talented.
Yeah, they're definitely talented. Their offense is incredibly talented. And I don't think Mac Jones is a drastic drop-off from Tua Tagovailoa, but, I mean, it's a drop-off nonetheless, and you got to factor that in as well, not to mention the fact they haven't beat literally anyone. And I just there's in my opinion, there's no way they can get in. I've been saying all year, and I think that we have both agreed on this, that the SEC is overrated, and I think that that's showing out. I will say, Joe, I think no matter what Utah does, win or lose, I think they're going to get screwed.
You think they're going to get screwed?
If Utah beats Oregon, it's still not as good of a win.
Yeah,
as
they have, Oklahoma they have Baylor. They have one loss, and it's against USC. See, my thing is this: Georgia with two losses doesn't deserve it, and I'll tell you, I think Alabama with whatever they have is better than Georgia with two losses. So I think Utah's deserves it.
You think that Utah deserves to get in over, let's say Utah wins, right? Does Utah deserve to get in over Baylor if they beat Oklahoma?
Because they avenge their loss. It's
hard for me to see Utah get in over Baylor or Oklahoma. I think whoever wins that game is going to end up getting the fourth slot just because of the fact that, you know, they're in the better conference, or what people perceive to be the better conference in the Big 12.
Baylor's win will be more significant. Oklahoma's win will be more significant than anything that Utah does.
And that's kind of my thinking, is that I think Utah, no matter what happens, even if they absolutely spank Oregon, I don't think they're getting in. I know, and I think that really sucks, in my opinion. I'm assuming that Georgia's going to lose. Just in this scenario, I'm assuming that Georgia's going to lose, and the fourth spot would kind of open up. And in that case, I don't know, dude. I don't see them getting in. I don't.
Well, let's get into it. Utah at Oregon, right? The last time they played, Utah won 32-25. That was last year, in November. Utah's won 8 straight. Their defense is outstanding. They run the football. But since that loss, they've been awesome. We've talked many times about Moss as a running back and Tyler Huntley, but their defense has been outstanding. Ducks are led by Justin Herbert, who had 31 touchdowns this year. Their defense has been suspect at times. But overall, like, the more I look at it here, this is going to be a close game, a grinded-out game. Oregon's got a shot. I think there's value here. And what's the number right now? It's 6?
6.5.
So I think Oregon's the side with the points. I think Utah wins the game.
I actually agree with that. I really do. I think that Oregon is going to keep it really close. Now, their defense is significantly overrated from where I think we perceived them to be earlier in the season. I mean, they gave up like 35 to Washington, who look at them now. Washington obviously is a team that, you know, I think a bunch of us thought, especially myself, kind of thought they were going into the season. Nonetheless, I mean, Oregon has played well, and you have to give them credit for that, especially defensively. I think that Utah is going to have this is going to be a final possession game. It really does feel that way. Now, is that, you know, Utah winning by a touchdown, they go down the field, drive for a touchdown? I guess that's possible, but to me, I like Oregon. I like the points here. I do. I just think that that is, I think it's the right side. And the fact that the under opened at 51 is down to 46 yeah. is certainly significant. I mean, that's a really sharp move. I think the under is still the right side. You can have 46.
Yeah, I think over.
I'm not recommending a play on it, but it's two very, very strong defensive teams that, you know, are probably not as explosive offensively as you'd like to see.
Yeah, this is the Friday night game. I look over. I know it opened at 51. It's now 46. I lean over. I see a 27-24 win for Utah with Oregon with a chance to win in the end, and Herbert throws a pick.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that Oregon's going to be in this game. I don't think this is going to be a blow at all. I think I was wrong about Oregon. I really thought that they were going to be a worse team this season, and the fact that they ended up getting 10 wins is extremely impressive. They were 8-1 in the Pac-12. They were impressive throughout the entire season. I really thought they would get tripped up at least more than once. You know, they lost to Auburn, which I don't consider a trip up, especially since it was week 1 at a neutral site. They lost that game. They probably shouldn't have, considering they dominated pretty much the entire game. But, you know, one trip up to Arizona State, still an impressive, impressive resume. I like Utah a lot this year. Definitely not as much as other people, but these sides feel very similar in terms of the matchup, not the way they play, but just in terms of the matchup and how they play. I have to be honest with you, Joe. I like Oregon to cover. I agree there.
It's going to be a good game, and if Utah wins, they'll watch how everything else plays out the rest of the week. Another game we got here, which championship is App State and ULL? What's that, the Sun Belt?
Yeah,
the Sun Belt. App State's 6.5-point favorites at the moment. I lean ULL. This is a matchup we watched earlier this year, Dan. I believe we were on App State on this one. They pulled it out in the end. I believe it went under the total at the time.
Yep.
I feel like it was a 1-point game in that one, I believe, right around there.
I think that's the wrong one. App State blew them out, I believe.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I'll take a look too. I believe App State blew them out. It was like a Thursday night game something.
Yeah, I remember watching it. I was at AEW watching the game on my phone.
Not a blowout. 17-7.
Yeah, 17,
definitely
yeah.
not a blowout. Definitely not a blowout.
Yeah, it went under I had the under. It went under the total. You had App State 6.5. Yep. Man, I like ULL here.
Yeah, this one's tough for me, honestly, because it's in Boone. You know, if this was a neutral site game, I would really like ULL here. I'm gonna take App State and the 6 or 6.5. I just think that they are a really, really good team. They're battle tested wins over UNC and South Carolina this year. A Louisiana Lafayette has been much better recently, but I'll take App State, and I am gonna go a little square here. I'm gonna take the under as well. I think that the under is the right side again here too. I think that they are. Both these teams are going to play good defense. App State can score, but listen, I like App State's defense to kind of shut down Levi Lewis and Louisiana Lafayette a little bit. And I think App State wins by 10 points. I think it's going to be a very similar matchup to what we saw earlier in the year. Not on a short week, obviously, but still, I think it's an interesting game to look.
Yeah, and listen, I think a lot of people will be on App State just for their, you know, what they've done. We know last time it was a defensive struggle between these two teams. The Raging Cajuns has been very good. They've had a really good year. I actually like what they've done so far overall. App State's only blemish this year, a 24-21 home loss to Georgia Southern. Southern, that was on Halloween. I'm sure that, and that was at home, dude.
Yeah, it was a bad, 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 bad loss. I mean, we were on Georgia Southern that game too, but it was a bad loss. I mean, they got that. The score is a lot closer than it actually was. App State got absolutely demolished that game.
You mentioned Boom, Louisiana 0-7 all time against App State, and I believe it's in Boone as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it is kind of a tough place to play for these Sun Belt teams. It's definitely one of the better atmospheres of the Sun Belt. And so I would just say I think it's going to be tough for UL to win that game. I just like App State by 10. I think they're going to win by double digits. I think they win by two scores. And I think they put the game away, you know, late in the fourth quarter. And Louisiana Lafayette kind of, you know, misses out again on another Sun Belt championship.
Last year was 30-19 App State for those keeping track. A little bit of action here. Miami, Ohio at Central Michigan. Just based off everything we've talked in week in and week out, Central Michigan's the better team. Miami of Ohio has played better of late. I'll tell you one thing. I do know that Miami of Ohio struggles on the road this year. Just whenever I've looked at the spreads this year when it comes to that team, and I think it's because Gabbard's their quarterback, who's, you know, freshman, highly touted. We know about his brother and everything, blah, blah, blah. I like Central Michigan to win this game. I think they're a better team. 6-0 at home. Like, they've dominated at home this year. Miami, Ohio has been tricky when it comes against the spread. I've looked at this one a little bit. I think the game's going to come down to a touchdown. It's going to be around a touchdown. I think Central Michigan wins, but Miami, Ohio hangs around. But I think the fact that this game's at home, and I believe it is at Central Michigan. I know they play some of these.
It's at Ford Field in Detroit.
Again, Miami, Ohio going on the road. I know it's not Central Michigan Stadium, but give me Central Michigan in this one.
I'm actually going to disagree. I'm going to take Miami of Ohio with the upset. Listen, I like Central Michigan. I like what they've done. Jonathan Ward has been fantastic for them again this season, but I'm going to take the upset here. Listen, Miami, Ohio has been, to me, the most impressive MAC team by far. I mean, they're 6-2, but let's not forget that Central Michigan, when facing good competition, has gotten absolutely blown out. Lost to Wisconsin 61-0. They lost at Miami, who was not a good ACC team, and they should have beat this team. They were in control for most of the game, end up losing 17-12. You know, they barely beat Bowling Green, didn't cover versus Bowling Green. Like, they got blown out at Buffalo. It's just they've been good at home, and they've definitely won the games they needed to. You know, they've won their fair share at home, but they allowed 24 points to Akron. It's just something about the resume to me screams fraudulent, and I think Miami, Ohio has been a better team than they have this year. And I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take Miami, Ohio to win outright and win the MAC championship. I feel like they have a better resume. They actually gave Iowa a fight this year. They murdered Bowling Green. They did not murder Akron, which was an embarrassing game. And they ended up losing to Ball State last week after being up a good amount in that game. But it feels like Miami, Ohio is the better team, better resume. I really like them this week. They are definitely my favorite dog, I would say, out of almost anyone on the board. I really like them to cover. I think they win the game outright, too.
So one thing I'll mention is that Chippewas were one of the worst teams in all college football last year. They had 15 returning seniors this year. Like, they went from worst to first. This is a big game for them. Like, this is huge. You know, to your point, Miami, Ohio has been more consistent. They really have. I just think the fact that this game is at Ford Field, I think a lot's on the line for the Chippewas. In this one, again, it's Maction, right? These games, like, Central Michigan played Ball State, 2 weeks ago? It was a 45-44 game. It's just,
yep.
It's hard to bet the MAC. Unless, like last week, we liked Buffalo to cover 28, and they completely whooped them 45-7. So
yeah, well, Bowling Green was an easy fade this year. So,
but I mean, that's the thing. You know, when it comes to those type of spreads, those are easy. When it's 6.5 with the MAC, it's like,
I mean, at this point, it just feels like you just got to choose a side. It almost feels like an NFL game in some of these games. You're just trying to choose a spread. Who's gonna win and cover. I mean, you know, Central Michigan just blew out Toledo last week. It wasn't even close, 49-7. So if you're looking at recency bias and what have you done late for me lately, Central Michigan's 1-3 straight. I'm going to take the better team, in my opinion, here. And I'm just going to go with Miami, Ohio. But Central Michigan, really, I mean, they for the fact that they have, you know, they were so bad last year, every bad team they faced, they beat. You know, Albany beat Akron. Beat Eastern Michigan, who was not a great team this year. New Mexico State, Bowling Green. So they definitely cleaned up on the bad teams.
Speaking of another team that went from worst to first, Baylor, right? 1-11 to 11-1 this year. They're going to play in the Big 12 championship game, which will be at AT&T Stadium. We know what happened in the last matchup, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely blown lead by Baylor. And this has to be a game that they've been itching to play after just being up so far ahead and losing that game. I mean, that would eat at you as a team, and now you have a chance for redemption.
Yeah, Oklahoma's going for five straight Big 12 championships, five in a row. They've beaten Baylor five in a row. The one thing I'll say about Baylor is their defense is great, 40 sacks this year. Charlie Brewer's having a nice little season. I mean, C.D. Blam's probably going to play, right? I mean, I guess we haven't really heard much about that.
I would assume he is.
He missed the last meeting. I don't know why, but I just – Oklahoma is a nine-point favorite. I like it. They just had Bedlam and just went through that easily.
I do too, Joe. I mean, listen, I think Oklahoma is the right side here. I think everyone's going to be talking about the redemption, as I just touched on, and one of those games where everyone likes to take the team after they lose the first one to win the second one. It's just like, redemption spots are hot, but I think Oklahoma is the better team. Listen, if you're asking me who you're going to take in a championship game, which honestly, think about it like this. This game pretty much determines whether you're going to get into the college football playoff, at least in my opinion. And I think that in these guys, they all believe that too. You know, they look at Utah facing Oregon. I think they look at, Oklahoma facing Baylor a second time. Hard to beat a team two times. Baylor facing Oklahoma, one of the best big teams, best teams in the world, whatever. Best teams in the country. I think both you have to choose a quarterback. I'm taking Jalen Hurts because Hurts has the experience.
Yep.
He has been in these situations before, and this isn't even close to one of his biggest games either. I mean, sorry, let me rephrase. This is not his biggest game. This is not the championship game. This is not like that. So to me, I'm taking Oklahoma. I'm taking the guy with the championship experience, and I'm taking what I think is the better team. I love Matt Rhule, and what he's done with Baylor is incredibly impressive. And Charlie Brewer and that program have been very good this year. And honestly, Baylor has been exceeded expectations and then some. But yeah. I'm gonna take Oklahoma. I'm gonna take the big dog. I'm gonna take the experienced quarterback, and I'm gonna take the better team with the better talent. CeeDee Lamb, if he plays, is an explosive game breaker. Gonna be a top 15 pick in the NFL draft, most likely. It's hard to beat talent in primetime positions, and I would take the talent in the primetime.
All right, moving on. In that game, by the way, the total in that one, I would stay away from.
64.
I'd just stay away from it. It could be either or.
it opened at 61 up to 64. I would lean.
I had the under in the last one and it hit, luckily.
Yeah. By the way, the total in Miami, Ohio, Central Michigan opened at 54, 89% of the bet on the over, 98% of the money on the over, still no move off 54. Interesting. I wouldn't touch the total on that one because I do lean over, but that's an interesting no move on the total there.
All right, we got UAB FAU. The game will be taking place at FAU Stadium in Boca Raton. UAB 9-3 on the season, went 6-2 in their league. They were tied with Louisiana Tech in the Conference USA West bracket there. Now, Florida Atlantic, I believe, won the title game 2 years ago. UAB won last year. So this is obviously the best two teams in this one here. UAB, again, the story for them is, 2017, they're going to lose their program. They won the conference last year, and, Lane Kiffin's trying to turn this team around, FAU. That's a team we've been following over the last couple of weeks that's been impressive, been winning, covering, you name it. Just based off of that, I think FAU has been playing better. I think FAU is more offensive-minded compared to UAB's, maybe a little bit more well-rounded. I've only seen FAU a little bit this year, but I think their offense, it's going to come down to who's the better defense. If you ask me, I think UAB has the better defense.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Florida Atlantic is also better battle-tested. You know, they faced Ohio State week one and didn't get embarrassed. 45-21, again, week one. So, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. But the fact was they, you know, they were down 28-0 early and they fought back in that game. Next week, they got beat pretty badly by UCF, 48-14. But the fact is that at least UCF was, you know, UCF was one of the top five teams in the country at that time and were playing incredibly well for the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. But Reese, but in the last part of the season, FAU ripped off 5 straight wins, and every single one of those wins was impressive, except for maybe the win at UTSA where they won. They covered, but it wasn't really very impressive. I would say UAB had a big speed bump, losing at Tennessee and at Southern Mississippi. They lost 37-2 at Southern Miss in a game that we were on Southern Miss, but the fact that they got beat 37-2, Joe, that does send up some red flags. And the fact that this game is on the road, it's interesting. They have not been a very good road team this year, UAB. Barely beat Akron, beat them by 11, beat UTSA on the road, lost to Tennessee, lost at Southern Miss, and beat North Texas last week, but not by much. North Texas was not great this year. I very much worry about UAB on the road. While I feel like everyone's going to be on FAU because they are the popular side, I feel like they're probably the right side. UAB just usually defense travels, but this year I feel like their road defense has been garbage.
FAU though, 9-1, and they're like they've been pretty good, and they'll 7-3 against the spread the last 10.
Agreed, and I will say this is interesting too, Joe. The total in this one, by the by, all right? Total in this one, open at 50, down to 49.5, so by far the lowest total for championship weekend. If you were looking for an under, I think this might be a really good undershot here. I'm not going to play it, no PP for me, but, like, I would very much be interested in this under purely on the fact that UAB's defense has to show up at some point on the road, and FAU, I mean, their defense the past few weeks has been fantastic. Outside of Western Kentucky, their defense has been great. I mean, UTSA scored a late touchdown, which, you know, brings it looks like they have 26 points, but in reality, they scored about 19 points, and that was on the road. I mean, they've been very, very good. And that Western Kentucky win, we were on Western Kentucky in that one, at least I was. I thought that was one of the most impressive wins for FAU. And let's also not forget this angle, Joe. Lane Kiffin seems to be on his way out. Mm. The rumors on the street are that Lane Kiffin might be headed to Arkansas. And if that is the case, I think these kids will play hard for him because he has really put them in a good position here.
Mm. At 7.5, I'd buy the hook. But I don't know. I agree with you. I think FAU has been playing better lately, but you mentioned that Lane Kiffin thing, and that sometimes is a fade central when a coach isn't involved.
It is, but sometimes the kids play harder. It's hard to tell because it really depends on the circumstances and the fact that Kiffin hasn't announced anything yet. I feel like the kids might be, I don't know. You're trying to think of what their mental fortitude is going to be like, but you never really know.
AAC Championship, Memphis won last week by 10. They were 12-point favorites. They get the home field here. Cincinnati didn't play Ritter last week. They saved him for this week. I thought Memphis just was the more explosive team. The more you watch that game, though, Cincinnati had chance after chance, settled for field goals instead of touchdowns. 9.5 to me just seems too much from what we saw last week. I still think Memphis is the better team. They score more points. And keep an eye on Luke Fickell. You mentioned coaches that might be moving on. BC fired Steve Adazio this week. Luke Fickell's been at Cincinnati for a while and has been a top 25 team for years. Going from Cincinnati to BC, Luke Fickell might be out the door as well. And, you know, just the two teams facing each other this week after last week, I've loved Memphis all year. I think they're the best team in that conference. The only thing that scares me here is 9.5.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we both agree that Memphis is probably going to win the game. At least I do. I think Memphis is going to win the game. It comes down to the cover. And if we're talking spread again, listen, Memphis won by 10 last week. with, you know, facing the backup quarterback. Now, pretty much the rest of Cincinnati's team started, but they saved the quarterback. I'm sure they saved a lot of their game plan because they knew that they had a very good chance to be back in the game this week. I'm not a big fan of, you know, taking sides because they hold things back, but I do think that Cincinnati is going to be more well prepared, and I think that they probably should cover. But the fact that it's still 9 should scare you, Joe. The fact that a line is still 9 should scare you. I mean, it certainly scared me off wanting to actually back Cincinnati. I definitely lean that way, but in terms of actually backing them, I can't do it. I just can't do it because of the fact that, you know, the line says to take Memphis. To me, that's what I'm reading from the line. They won by 10 last week. Now they're 9-point favorites. Everyone's probably going to be on Cincinnati. They're going to be a public dog this week for multiple reasons. But I just, to me, I like Cincinnati. I can't back them because the line does scare me at 9. I think a lot of these spreads this week are really tough. And I think this is just another one in that group. And the total in this one, by the way, 57.5. It's a weird total. It's basically where it was last week. I mean, it was 34-24 into 58. I mean, there's almost no edge in the total either. It's just, it's tough. It feels like Vegas has this one pegged so nicely. It's tough for me to find an edge on this one.
SEC championship game, Georgia LSU. It is just so hard for me to fade LSU. I will say this. LSU hasn't been great over the last couple of weeks. Like, last week, they just dismantled Arkansas. And that was coming. Georgia doesn't impress me at times. But here, I don't know. I think the Georgia defense can give Burrow trouble. We've already seen Jake Fromm in big games and what he can do. Hate to say it, man, but I like Georgia with the 7. I think LSU wins.
Yeah, I like Georgia with the 7, too. I think 7 is too much. I think it's going to be one of those games where we, you know, kind of LSU has had a couple games where it's come down to the final few possessions this year. It reminds me very much of the Texas game, and I know the Texas game was on the road for LSU, but it does feel like a similar type of game where maybe this number's right on point and it kind of pushes. I like Georgia a lot. I mean, really, I think that they have been, you know, they're underwhelming because of, you know, what they performed as, but the fact that Jake Fromm is still leading this team is so experienced. And if they don't have that clunker versus South Carolina, I think we're looking at this team totally differently because, you know, they have a good home win versus Florida. They shut out Missouri. They beat Auburn. They played well versus Texas A&M, and they crushed Georgia Tech just coming into this. Not to mention, they beat a pretty good Notre Dame team earlier this year. I mean, Notre Dame was really running on all cylinders when they went up against Georgia, and the fact that it was 23-7, I felt Georgia dominated that game. It probably should have been, you know, 30-17 instead of 23-17. I like Georgia, and I know that South Carolina loss really sticks out, but I agree. I think Georgia covers the 7. I think it's going to be right there. Maybe LSU wins by 5 or 6, but I think 7 is right. And it's the total sitting at 55, Joe. I don't know what to do here either because Georgia's defense has been so stellar this year. It's hard for me to want to take the over, you know, especially after last week. I mean, I took the under in the Georgia game, obviously went over with Georgia Tech, but, you know, it's hard for me to want to take the over. At the same time, LSU has put up 40. It feels like every single week. So, again, the total, I'm kind of scared off of. It feels like it's going to be a tough week for totals.
And it was Texas A&M last week, not Arkansas. They beat them 50-7. Joe Burrow, 350 yards, 3 touchdowns. I look at it as just, I think the receivers for LSU are just so good. The kid Chase, once he have 17 touchdowns, the kid Justin Jefferson, I think he has 16 this year. I mean, they just, you know,
and he was their leading receiver earlier in the season. Jefferson was really there earlier in the season. Chase, you know, kind of came on later in the season. I think he was like the leading receiver in the final 5 games, but earlier in the season it was Jefferson. It's just like, those guys have been so good all year.
One of their best performances was last week against Texas A&M. And remember a year ago, they went in the seven overtimes with that team. So based off who's playing better right now, I think it's LSU. I want to say LSU wins this game like 31-21. I want to say that. I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I love LSU. Like, that's my team. I've rode them all year long. I've loved Joe Burrow. I think this, you know, this is Georgia's Super Bowl, right? This is Georgia, Kirby Smart. Like, this is everything. They've won so many tight, big games this year. So many. And if they can keep it close with LSU, they got a shot. That's why I just think the 7 is probably Georgia's side, but I don't think LSU's losing this week.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I think LSU is going to win. It just comes down to, you know, do they cover? I think that LSU's too good, man. They're too good. They're too battle-tested. But I do think that it is I think Georgia will keep it close because their defense is just so incredibly good and so incredibly experienced at this point, and they have an experienced quarterback. And to me, I think they're going to give LSU a very, very good, you know, a good fight. I mean, LSU coming off a really impressive victory last week. We'll see if they can do it again.
That's the SEC championship game. All eyes will be on that one. Just a couple more games to go here. The Mountain West, Boise State, Hawaii. Boise State, I've seen this game before. All right, I've seen this. Boise, though, didn't cover a week ago. Hawaii's been covering. They crushed them last time they played. Hawaii leaving the island scares me. This game's on blue turf, I believe, right?
Yep.
You know what that
is? In Boise.
Gotta go Boise.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard for me. By the way, one thing we didn't talk about in the SEC championship was that it's basically a Georgia home game. It's in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. So, I mean, you know, basically a Georgia home game there, too. Yep. For Boise, yeah, listen, I mean, it's definitely square. It's definitely square. But Boise rolled through the Mountain West. Hawaii, while they started really strong, I mean, they faded. 5-3 in the Mountain West this year, and somehow they
played better, man. They've been using two quarterbacks. Their defense has played better. They beat Army last week. Like, they've been. I watched them week in and week out. I think they get their asses handed to them by Boise this week. I do, just like last time. But I do think Hawaii's playing better between the two teams.
I mean, Hawaii's playing well, but, like, you know. They also lost to Fresno State a couple weeks ago. I mean, I guess that was a month out.
And that was on the final kick at the end of the game. But, yeah, go ahead. I know.
Yeah, I mean, they beat San Jose State at home by two. You know, they were very decisive in their victory versus Army, and that was impressive. And the week before, the way they beat San Diego State, they felt like they beat San Diego State their own game, defensive-type game. Listen, I think they're going to give Boise a run early. It's just, do they have the ability to actually stay with them? And that is kind of where I question it. I just think that, you know, Boise will pull away. Is it two touchdowns? Maybe not. Maybe 10 points. I like Boise to win by two touchdowns. And maybe, I'm going a little square here. I think that this is going to be an under game, by the way. I think that this, out of every total on the board, I think this is going to be an under game, at least in my opinion. I think that Boise State's defense is too good. And what we've seen from Hawaii recently is they've been winning games through defense, the defensive side of the ball. I know they scored 52 versus Army last week because they needed to, but 21 versus UNLV, 7 points versus UNLV, 11 versus San Diego State, even 31 to a good team that scores a lot of points. They're playing better on the defensive side of the ball. And again, when they played Boise State at Boise State earlier this year, Boise State kicked the crap out of them. Now, maybe they're not the same team, but they were still playing very well going to that game, beat Nevada 54-3 earlier, you know, the week before that happened. And they were, sorry, the 2 weeks before that happened because they had a bye after that. I'm just saying, it's hard for me to imagine Boise State losing this game in any capacity. That's all. I think that they are going to win. I think they're going to win this game. Do they cover? I don't know, but I feel very good about them at the very least winning the game.
Agreed. It would be a shocker if Hawaii won this game.
Agreed.
A shocker. They have the quarterback to do it. They have two quarterbacks that can do it because that's what they've been doing the last couple of weeks. They impressed me against. I thought Army would win that game last week to become bowl eligible, and they couldn't even do that. So that. But I mean, again, what's really impressive about Army this year? All right. So moving on here, Clemson, Virginia. Sorry, Clemson rolls 28 PP. Boom.
Yeah. I'm with you, dude. Let's double that thing up. I don't have the bell with me.
But listen, Virginia got their win last week. They didn't win in 15 tries against Virginia Tech. Blah 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 blah. Their kicker made a nice kick. They're gonna get their asses handed to them by Clemson. Clemson, Dan. Every single week, we said this last week. First half, halftime, game. It has just been clockwork for seven straight weeks. Do you know that they're 8-2 the first 2 weeks of the year? Remember, Clemson doesn't look that good. They've covered, I believe, 8 in a row, first half, game, and half.
Yeah, dude. I mean, they're ridiculous. They're absolutely ridiculous. And but you know, the thing is that their schedule isn't as hard as other people's, but I mean, and outside of, they did have a few scares. So, I mean, let's not forget Clemson was coasting earlier in the year. I think we can all agree with that. I mean, you know, their scare versus UNC was real. That was a real, like, they almost lost. And if UNC converts that, you know, that 2-point conversion, I'm not even sure we're talking about Clemson making the playoffs. I mean, they probably do, but are we sure? I mean, they faced one top 25 rated team the entire year, which was Texas A&M. As we know, they're kind of fraudulent as well. So, I mean, luckily that was the case, and you know, they escaped with the 21-20 win over North Carolina. But I mean, other than that, they haven't faced almost anyone. However, wins against at South Carolina, 38-3. I mean, they destroyed South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is great, but they beat Georgia. So, like, you know, it's kind of like a what are we doing here type thing. You take Clemson, you lay the points, and you forget it. Virginia's a good team. They won their Super Bowl last week. I think Virginia's going to this game knowing they don't have a real chance against this team. They're happy they were able to win their half of the conference. They won a bunch of games. They beat Virginia Tech, which is really their Super Bowl. You know, that's it. Now they're pretty much, you know, they have to know Clemson's going to beat their ass. And so that's my opinion. Now, totals at 55.5, Joe. You lay in the over on this one because that pretty much means that, I mean, Clemson, it would not brush to see like another 38, you know, 40-10 win or something like that. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to see that.
Interesting. Very, very interesting on that one. I just think that Virginia just had their Super Bowl. Like, they just had, they had a nice season, 9-3. Great. You made it to the ACC championship game to get rolled by Clemson. That's what you get. And finally, we have the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State, Wisconsin. Spread 16.5. We know what Ohio State did to Wisconsin earlier this year. 16.5, like, I look at it and I say, Ohio State should be able to handle that. Last week I was impressed with Wisconsin. I had them. Just impressed. That wide receiver is so good that they have. We already know about Taylor, the running back. Their defense is good. But I just don't think that quarterback's going to be able to do any. Cohen's going to be able to do anything against Chase Young in that defense. I just don't.
I'm going to take Wisconsin to cover the 16.5. I think that this is, again, we kind of talked about revenge spots. I think Wisconsin knows the team a little bit better now. They're a little bit better prepared. I do think that Wisconsin has been playing better as of late. Now, they were playing incredibly well earlier in the season when Ohio State handled them. But I got a feeling that Ohio State's going to struggle just a little bit this week. I'm not sure Justin Fields is 100% still. He still looked a little banged up to me last week. I think Wisconsin's playing very well, and their win versus Minnesota was incredibly impressive, the way they handled Minnesota. Now, Wisconsin lost on the week before. They played Ohio State, and that had to hurt a little bit too. You know, knowing that you lose out of the playoff after being, shutting out Kent State, shutting out Michigan State to loss. They got back on the horse. They beat Iowa, crushed Nebraska, murdered Purdue, and destroyed Minnesota. They're feeling good. They're coming off four straight wins going into the game versus Ohio State. I like Ohio State a lot. Are they 17 points better than Wisconsin, even at home? I'm going to say no. Not this time.
Question. Around. Let's just hypothetically say Wisconsin upsets Ohio State. What happened?
Oh boy. Wisconsin upsets Ohio State. Man, all hell breaks loose. I mean, you're probably looking at Ohio State turns into the three seed then. I think Clemson's probably one.
Do you think they're still in it?
Yes. I mean, a one-loss Ohio State team, yeah, they have to be in it because they're still better than almost any other one-loss team. Who would you rather have, one-loss Ohio State or one-loss Oklahoma?
What about Alabama?
Two-loss Alabama? No. I mean, they're better than two-loss Alabama because Alabama still hasn't beat anyone. Again, they can try. I think the committee might try and find a way to put Alabama in, but they can't. They can't do it. You cannot put Alabama in the field of four. Just can't do it. So I think no matter what happens, Ohio State is in. I think they're in, even if they lose, which I don't think they're going to. Although the game, by the way, is at neutral sites at Lucas Oil Stadium, which I believe is where the Colts play in Indianapolis, Indiana. I think no matter what happens, Ohio State is in. I think LSU is in.
Okay.
Georgia falls to a two-loss team. I think you're putting in Oklahoma or Baylor over them. I think you're probably putting in Utah over them. Oklahoma, if Georgia wins, they're in. That's the way I look at it. I think you have three teams that are in, and you're hoping that Georgia loses so a team like Baylor, Oklahoma, or potentially Utah, although I don't think so, can kind of sneak into that four spot.
All right, dude. I'm with you. And let's not forget Wisconsin lost to Illinois this year.
Fucking Illinois, man.
What happened to Illinois last week?
Fucking Illinois. I mean, dude, I hate this team. I hate Illinois. I hate them. They're like, remember how you hated Pittsburgh last year? I fucking hate Illinois. I just do. This year, me and Illinois were like water and oil. Just couldn't deal with it. By the way, Wisconsin, Ohio State total up to 56 now from 52.5. I actually think this is an under. I do. I think this is an under. I think Wisconsin's defense should play better. Ohio State's defense should play well. I like the under in that one.
Okay. All right, that's your championship weekend. I'm going to be in Vegas, Dan.
I know. I'm jealous as shit, dude. I am so jealous.
I don't even know what to do. Like, Friday night, like...
Basketball all day.
Friday night, though, like Oregon, Utah, like, oh, it's going to be a tough one. I was at the casino the last time Oregon played, and they lost in the final play. Like Saturday morning, dude. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. About Baylor, Oklahoma? Like, do I sit around and wait for Memphis? Do I just watch Georgia LSU? Like, I don't even know what to do with myself, dude.
I mean, it's going to be awesome no matter what happens. It's you're going to have an amazing time no matter what happens. But in my opinion, I would go to the sports book, man. I mean, I would just go. I would get a massage, eat a great ass lunch, and sit at the sports book all day. That's what I would do, and win some big money.
Is that called the lift
cash?
Is that the lift shot special?
Where
is that the lift shot special? A massage?
I mean, that is the lift shot special. Little massage, little good lunch, and sports book all day. Get a little preparation.
You want to know how I know people listen to our podcast? They hated our food recommendations on Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
people didn't like the canned cranberry, and I forget what you said. Stuffing? I forget what it was.
Stuffing, dude. Yeah, well, if you don't like stuffing, I mean, fuck, dude. That's on America not to like stuffing.
At least you had steak tips, not turkey.
I had a steak. I didn't even have steak tips. I had a steak. Damn. Straight up steak. It was awesome.
All right, well, that's a championship we do. It's 48 minutes. If you don't think we don't talk college every game, we did this week. We broke it all down. So
look at that.
We're going to do a little bit of college basketball and then wrap it up with NFL. You are listening to Over Under 985.
hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
Over Under 985, college basketball season's underway. A bunch of upsets so far this year. We saw Duke go down to Evansville. What did we just see recently? Well, Michigan State just got their asses handed to Duke.
Duke lost to SF Austin a couple days ago.
Duke FS Austin. You know who I've been impressed with is Oklahoma State. They crushed Ole Miss.
Yeah, dude, they have been really good to start off the season. I've been incredibly impressed by them. Obviously, Michigan throughout the tournament was incredibly impressive, just dominating teams neutral court, but they got their ass kicked last night. First true road game for them. It was a great spot for Louisville, who was a really good team. I'm surprised Louisville didn't beat them by more, actually. Yeah. But
Louisville's, I've been very impressed. Good game last night from them. The top spot's been moving around here and there. But there's value in all these, a lot of other teams, man. St. Mary's the other night against Utah State.
Yep.
That was a good one. Indiana last night. I couldn't believe they beat Florida State.
I mean, I liked them last night. I almost bet them. I didn't. But listen, Indiana, especially at home, 8-0 at home this year. Every single game has been a home game for them. I mean, they've been dominant. And also Dayton. I mean, again, they played Houston Baptist last night. Still, again, it's not, incredibly impressive when Houston Baptist doesn't beat anyone. But 6-1 now. And they're just – Dayton looks legit, dude. They look like they're legit. They're going to be, somewhat of, a terrifying tournament team, One of those teams that kind of comes out of nowhere early in the season.
Yeah, I was actually very impressed with Dayton the last time I watched them here. All right, Dan, so we got a couple of games. Obviously, we're recording this on Wednesday. It'll come out on Thursday. I know on Thursday night there's a couple of top 25. Well, actually, there's really one. Auburn is really
good. Auburn firm.
And then Friday night, obviously, Michigan lost yesterday. They've been awesome with Juwan Howard. They got Mo Wagner's brother in there. He's been pretty good. They still got that point guard that's been there for the last couple of years as well. Robinson? I forget his name. Anyways, Iowa's been good, though. They played well. They won the other night as an underdog. Syracuse. And just looking at Iowa, Michigan, this is the first matchup in the Big Ten between these two teams. Michigan's the better team. They've been the better team all year. Iowa, though, and I haven't seen a line yet on this one. Iowa's been tough, but this game's at Michigan, though. So, just looking at it, I'm going to say it's probably going to be, 6.5 Michigan?
At Michigan, I'd say probably 8.
Okay.
8-ish, 8.5. The only thing that concerned me about Iowa is the fact that they beat Texas Tech, by the way, on the neutral court, which is incredibly impressive. They kind of shit the bed the next day versus San Diego State in a game that, again, it's not the biggest game ever, and these tournament games aren't massive, but they lost by 10 on a neutral site court to San Diego State. It feels like they didn't even show up, allowed 83 points. So it was nice to see them get a road victory at Syracuse last night. I actually like Syracuse, thought Syracuse would get that W, so that makes it even more impressive. And they really put the beat down on Cuse, beat them by 14. So, Iowa's been impressive early on. The loss of DePaul isn't surprising. DePaul's been really good. But I would say, Michigan has been so unbelievably good. And after their loss versus Louisville, they'll probably be a bit undervalued versus Iowa.
And I just think Michigan will have to come back to reality at some point. This is going to be a good game. This is going to be a tight little game here. Moving on, Duke They're 10th in the country off a big win against Michigan State. They're on the road at Virginia Tech. If you remember last year, VTech upset them, but they had the dude, what's his name there, who transferred to Florida there. But, you know, again, Duke off an emotional win, Virginia Tech at home. You know, this is, if you remember this last year, I mean, Virginia Tech won this game. I would lean, if there was a dog situation in points of more than 5 or 6, I'd kind of lean towards VTech in this spot.
Yeah, I would expect the line to be a little bit higher than that, maybe 9-ish. Virginia Tech's lost 2 in a row to Dayton and BYU after they beat Michigan State in the tournament. I mean, they did beat Clemson opening night, which was an upset because I think they were like 7-point dogs opening night. But other than that, they haven't played much. They beat Coppin State by 30. South Carolina, Upstate, Lehigh, Delaware State. None of those teams are very good whatsoever. They beat Michigan State, very good win, but their next two games versus quality opponents, they got the shit kicked out of them. Dayton beat them by 27 and BYU beat them by 13, both neutral court games. So Virginia Tech will probably be undervalued, and Duke coming off that big road win versus Michigan State is going to be overvalued. So you might be able to find a legit value for a home team there. It's tough. I mean, Duke probably wants to win this game there, but there's not many players in that team that, you know, kind of feel like a revenge spot here. You know, even after last year, it's not really much of one. So I don't know. It will be interesting to see what the spread is. Anything over 10-11, you might want to take a look at Virginia Tech. Mm. If the spread is low, I would feel good about Virginia Tech, too. The lower the spread, the better you usually feel about those type of games, especially.
And just one other top 25 game on Friday night, Louisville hosts Pittsburgh. I watched Pitt play Nebraska last night. Nebraska stinks. Pitt played very well inside.
Rutgers?
Yeah, Rutgers. Sorry. What did they say?
You said Nebraska, but yeah, same right, thing. They're both red, right?
yeah, I watched that last night, though. Easy cover there. And, Pitt might be able to give him fits inside, but I just think Louisville's too much.
Yeah, dude, Louisville's too good. And the game is at Louisville. Pittsburgh's a good team, but they have not faced anyone on the road this year except for Robert Morris. I mean, so they're very untested on the road. First road test is going to be at Louisville. Their next road test is at North Carolina. So we're going to find out really what this team is quickly on the road. But I would tend to lean Louisville no matter what. If the line is high, I would definitely lean Louisville. Just we don't know what Pittsburgh is yet. Too early to really want to back them in a road situation.
All right, and then moving on to Saturday, I know there's a bunch of top 25 games. Penn State, Ohio State, we know Ohio State plays North Carolina tonight. They're undefeated, actually, like North Carolina tonight in this one. Wesson, he's one of the best players in the country here. But I've watched this game before. Penn State has always played these guys tough. Again, we don't know what the line will be, but Big Ten game in conference, first time of the year. And it's always one of those battles.
It's Joe Murray time, baby. Big Ten basketball, baby. Man. That's your shit. That's your wheelhouse right there.
I think Ohio State loses tonight and comes back and beats Penn State.
I do, too. And especially if Ohio State loses, I feel like there should be some undervalue there. Penn State has been good. I mean, they have been 6-1 so far. I think they've had some close games, lost Ole Miss by 2. They beat Weo by 2 the day before, a couple days before. But, you know, good win versus Georgetown, good win versus Bucknell, and they dominated Syracuse on a neutral court. I don't know. I think if Penn State, if Ohio State loses tonight, I think you probably could see some good value Saturday.
And then Arizona, Baylor. I've watched Arizona a couple of times, but they play shit teams. Baylor, I sometimes just can't get behind. Any thought on this one?
Listen, Arizona and Baylor is so far undefeated at home, but they're 6-1. Their one loss, Washington on a neutral court, not a good loss.
I watched them play the other night against South Dakota, and they handled them well.
I will say their big win so far this year is against Villanova. They beat them by 9 neutral court games, so that was pretty good. But, I mean, you have to be impressed with what Arizona's done. Even though they haven't faced any really good teams, you know, Pepperdine gave them a run for their money. They found a way to win that game, beat UPenn the next night. UPenn's not a bad team. They're giving Villanova a fight tonight. Like, I would probably say Baylor is going to win this game just based upon resume. Arizona's probably been overrated, but like, let's Baylor's loss to Washington does stand out. That's a pretty bad loss. Neutral court game too wasn't like a true road game or anything like that. So
yeah, and then Florida plays Butler. Butler's ranked; they're good this year. But the player I was thinking about from Virginia Tech is Blackshear. He's now in Florida. I think he's a stud. But in this spot, Butler's at home. I still think Florida's. I don't know, man. It's hard for me to fade Florida against a small school, even though Butler's ranked.
Florida's second half does scare me. They have been a poor second half team this year. So that's my biggest issue with Florida so far. However, I mean, Butler hasn't been super great. I mean, I think they played last night. I think they played Ole Miss last night, if I remember correctly, and did, you know, kick the crap out of them. But, I mean, other than that, they haven't really faced anyone this year. I mean, unless you want to say Minnesota, and Minnesota's a good team, Stanford, Missouri, Morehead State, all okay teams, but nothing great. Butler's probably a bit overvalued right now. I would maybe look for a little bit of value in Florida, see where the line's at.
Anything else here? Illinois, Maryland, Memphis, UAB, and then obviously Colorado, Kansas will be a good game later on in the night.
Yeah, dude, Colorado is a good team, and they're undervalued. I want to see what they're able to do at Kansas. This is, again, they're probably their first true road test as well. And, you know, obviously not a division game, Colorado Pac-12 team. But, I mean, Colorado, impressive so far. I mean, not incredibly good wins, but win versus Arizona on a neutral court, win versus Clemson on neutral court. They beat Wyoming. They're winning different ways, either shutting teams down or scoring. And Kansas, I mean, again, I know they beat Dayton, but it went to overtime. They beat BYU, but they lost to Duke opening night. I wonder if you might be able to find a little bit of value in Kansas here.
All righty, then. That's pretty much the Saturday slate. And then on Sunday, just looking at top 25s, Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina, Virginia. You mentioned Dayton. They play St. Mary's, Washington, Gonzaga. Like, these are all good games. And then Seton Hall, Iowa State. Anything catch your eye here?
I would look at St. Mary's versus Dayton. St. Mary's is incredibly, incredibly hard to play, you know, in general. I think this is actually a neutral court game, if I'm not mistaken. It is in Phoenix, so, I mean, you know, whatever. But I believe it's still a neutral court game. I think St. Mary's has a legit chance to upset Dayton. They might be favored. I'm not really sure. It's definitely a neutral court game. I'm not sure what the line is obviously going to be. But I would take a look at St. Mary's if the line is low enough. And, again, obviously, North Carolina, Virginia, what is that line going to be? Virginia, you know, Virginia loses. They're down by 21 right now to Purdue. So yeah. If Virginia continues to play the way that they're playing right now, UNC will definitely be favored, especially if they beat Ohio State tonight. I think that you might be able to find a little bit of value in UNC. Or sorry, a little bit of value in Virginia because they are getting dismantled right now by Purdue.
Yeah. All right, man, that's college basketball. We're going to get obviously more into this once, because I think next week we only have Army-Navy.
That's it for college football, just Army-Navy.
And then we'll be, and then maybe you'll have some more NHL stuff next week as well.
Yeah, I'm going to start up NHL again next week, so just don't have time this week. But yeah, NHL will start again next week, and, you know, we'll continue upon NFL and really start to dig into NBA, too. I think we should take a quick look around the NBA next week.
You got it, my man. Well, we'll do some NFL. Coming up next, we'll wrap up Over Under 985 here. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshitz. We'll talk to you right after this.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 98.5.
It's Over Under 985, the NFL edition. People always say we breeze through this thing. We actually got a lot of recommendations over the holidays. I didn't take one of them. So maybe I'll go back and read those once again, Dan.
Hey, I mean, you know, whatever. We appreciate all you guys listening.
The one thing I think we should do, we don't do enough of, is post our stuff on the Over Under 95 account. So we'll try.
Maybe we are going to try and do that, boy. That's on me, mostly.
I can do it, too. I don't know why I don't do it.
It's okay. You know, it's on me. I'm okay taking the
break. You know, one other thing, too, is I've been keeping a record because I, like, want to try to keep a record. But at this point, man, like, I think I can pick 60% winners. I think you can pick 60% winners. Not touting us as, like, you know. It's just that, like, do we need to keep a record anymore, Dan?
College football right now, Joe, you are at 63% this year by my account.
That's great. That's awesome.
And I am at 61% college football.
But I bet NFL, it's up and down, right?
60 NFL, you are 60%, and I am, pulled up here, 62.
Boom. And so if you look at the Action Network, you can see all that.
Yes, you can. Everything is recorded in the Action Network. The only thing that's hurt you this year is some of the NFL second halves.
Second halves, man.
That's been your weakest bet so far. But other than that, you've just the NFL. College and second halves, you've murdered it. The NFL second halves where it's hurt a little bit. But other than that, every week, in and out, you're consistent and you win. I'm more up and down than you.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep a record to, like, hey, this is documented and, like, you know. You know, people want to call us out, and it's like, dude, it's right there.
Yeah,
or it's like, hey, it's on the thing. And whatever. I won't even reference anybody. Move on. All right, we got Thursday Night Football. The worst game in the world. Dallas versus Chicago. Dallas off a loss on Thanksgiving. Chicago off a win on Thanksgiving. Chicago is getting 3 points at home right now. I just think Dallas on the road plays better. That's my first initial look at this. I think Pollard's hurt. He didn't practice this week for the Cowboys. I like him. He's a nice little backup to Zeke.
I really like him.
Dallas is the number one offense versus a team that struggles scoring. I think we should just leave it at that. That's why I think Dallas wins this week.
It's square. It is square, but I tend to agree. It's hard. Hey, listen, it's hard to back either one of these teams right now. I mean, if you feel like you have a good edge on either one of these teams, you know, good for you. It's hard to back either one of these teams right now. Chicago could barely beat a third string quarterback. And, you know, Dallas couldn't beat, you know, anyone. Dallas can't beat anyone. So right now, backing either of these teams, it sucks. It sucks. It's hard. You know, the total in this one's sitting at 43.5 right now. I got nothing, really. I don't feel confident about anything in this Thursday night game. You just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, and I just don't. Are you going to put your more money on the Bears? Like I did last week, I bought points and I pushed. I bought points and I pushed.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not. I'm not laying money on Dallas or Chicago for the time being right now, unless there's a real advantage. And even Chicago at home right now is not a big enough advantage for me to bet that game.
What's the total on this one?
43.5. I slightly lean towards the over, but man, another total where it feels pretty sharp, pretty on the point.
I'll be in Vegas betting on this, of course.
There you go.
Damn Cowboys.
Lost the live. They lost us some money last week. Fucking Jason Garrett.
And I would say that was the only loss they've had in 2 years on Thanksgiving Day.
It's embarrassing.
You know that? 2 years. Ran the table last year. You know who loses it for me? Dallas. And you know who pushes it for me? Chicago. Whatever. Carolina fired their coach. They play Atlanta. I would never touch this game with a 50-foot pole.
Carolina, Atlanta opening as a favorite does make some sense. I lean the over in this one. I think at this time you're going to have offensive coordinators. Obviously, Riverboat Ron's not there, but just, you know, offensive guys running the scene on both sides of the ball. I would lean over. I think Carolina has to run the ball. Has
overall to win games. They got away from that last week. That loss was fucking embarrassing, straight up embarrassing. Atlanta just continues to be in topsy-turvy, up and down team. No idea where they're going. No idea what they're doing. It feels like that team doesn't really have a direction. I'm shocked that that was not the coaching staff that was fired, and then it was Ron Rivera and his, you know, and his kind of side that was fired instead. I don't know on this one. I want to take the points with Carolina as a dog. I really do, especially after losing and getting your coach fired. But yeah, it's not something I'm planning on doing.
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah. Screw them. Screw all these teams. I'm watching my Virginia bet right now. If anybody cares what I'm actually doing besides football. Colts out. Out on the Colts. Out forever. New kicker, though. New kicker.
Yeah, looks like Vinatieri is hurt, maybe. Or are they just faking an injury?
Hey, dude, Tampa Bay has been pretty good lately.
Yeah, they have been. Offensively, they're a good team. They straight up, they're a good team. And, it is really legitimate that, you know, Winston might lead the NFL in passing yards at the end of the year, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but nonetheless, it's still pretty impressive the way that it's going. By the way, Joe, this is looking better and better for you. 48-32 Purdue right now. Already at 80. Not bad. It's a good pace right now.
Let's get there.
Yep, I think they probably have another 23, 25 in them. I would – the fact that Indy is not favored in this game, pretty surprising. Like, you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about Indianapolis being one of the top three teams in the AFC. Now we're talking about them being a dog to Tampa Bay on the road. And I don't know if that's because Jacoby Brissett isn't 100% or if it's because he's regressing. I'm not really sure. But the fact that, you know, the total's open at 50.5 and Tampa Bay is the sharp side right now, moving from 2 to 3, should scare the shit out of you. I'm not backing the Colts this week. I would lean towards the over. Again, another game that feels like it's tough late in the season, tough NFL games. Nothing for me here.
Yep, nothing. Dolphins, Jets. We know what happened last time. Revenge for the Jets after a loss last week against the Bengals. I think Miami's been playing well, man. I wouldn't fade them.
They have been, but I like
Jets. Shouldn't be 6. There's something wrong with that. I'm sorry.
Listen, I did the line at 7.5 for a reason. I know the sharps bet it down to 6, but I think the Jets, again, divisional game, it's totally different than any other game. And the Jets, again, while they sucked last week versus the Bengals, I don't want to forget what they did a couple weeks ago versus the Raiders. I know it was a Khalil Blakeman game, but nonetheless, I still don't want to forget that. I like the Jets to lay the 6 here. It's in PP territory. It's not there, but it's like it's a consideration.
Okay. I got over on the total. I don't know why, but I'm going to go over. Saints, 49ers. You with me, Dan?
The spread was 2.5 on that one right now.
3.5. 2.5. 2.5. Yeah. So here's my deal. I think the 49ers defense is very good. They're in the 5th seed. Like, they don't even need – do they really even need this win?
I'm sorry?
I don't think San Fran needs this win. Like, I wonder if they start looking at it like, all right, shit, we're the 5th seed going forward here. You know, New Orleans is you know, doing their thing. And like, I think San Fran needs this win. Because they don't want to be the 5th seed.
They need to win the division. And the only way they're going to win the division, by the way, is if they continue to win to keep pace with Seattle, who, again, is facing the Rams this week. And that's a massive divisional game there as well. So, I mean, listen, I think both these teams have really tough matchups. San Francisco, I mean, would you take 3 points with San Fran on the road?
Yes, I would. I just think... I think New Orleans is playing well, man.
That's the thing. I'm not sure I would take 3 on San Fran. Like, San Fran just faced Baltimore, and now they have to go face a totally different style team, another road game. Like, I don't know. To me, this is a tough one. I actually lean New Orleans. I do. I think New Orleans is probably the side I would want to be on here. I like the under too. I think that this should be a rather close game for most of the game. By the way, forgot to mention, Joe, and I think that this is why I like it. Carolina is the Khalid Blakeman game.
Oh, shit.
Carolina Atlanta is the Khalid Blakeman game this week.
I feel like they're going to back Atlanta this week because of everything. But
I think we're back Carolina. I think we're a week removed. We went on a primetime game. We're Gucci. I think we're going back to Carolina this week. I'm not going to PP it, but I might tell everybody at the casino
about the wrangle.
Oh, dude, it's a real thing.
So I'll just go up and down the strip and be like, wrangle, 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 wrangle.
Yeah, tell the casinos too. See how they feel.
Like, hey,
that.
Pit boss, wrangle. Wrangle, I'm going to wrangle.
Is that what you're going to yell at the blackjack table?
Every time I get blackjack, I'll just yell wrangle.
I love it.
Anyways. I love it. Lions, Vikings, don't care. Even though the Vikings need to win. 13-point favorites, damn.
I think it's because we don't know who's playing quarterback for.
No, sucks and blow.
Lions, if it's Stafford or if it's blow, and I mean literally yeah, blow.
I think Stafford's done.
I'm sorry, what?
I think Stafford's done.
It doesn't make sense to play him. If Blow does play, and yes, I'm calling him Blow. I know it's Blow, but whatever. If Blow does play, I would lead Minnesota with the points. I would take Minnesota, lay the points. I would lay them for sure. Boy, Purdue, we're at 89 right now, Joe. We're getting there.
Got there.
Sorry, we're at 91. We're at 91.
Good.
We're close.
Denver, Houston. Houston's 8.5. Denver off a win. Drew Lock actually played pretty well besides a late interception. I will tell you this trend this year. Whenever a backup quarterback starts for the first time, I believe the record is 13-1 in the year.
It's damn good.
Like first-time starter. You know what I mean?
Who's the one loss? I assume it must be Ryan Finley.
Yeah, exactly.
I assume it must be Finley. Yeah. I have a PP in this one. Maybe not what you guys are expecting, but I do have a PP in this one, which is interesting. Give me PP. Ding, 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 ding. Ring the bell. There's no bell this week, so ding, ding. The Broncos, Texans, under 43. I think that is the right side in this one. This game should go under. You know, Houston is a good defensive team. They should hold Lock in his second game, change it up for him. And Denver is a good defensive team, and they should do a better job versus Watson than the Patriots did. So that's my opinion. By the way, Joe, let me ask you something, because I got into a debate with a couple followers of mine this week, okay? And I think this is the dumbest fucking thing in the world. You have a choice of three quarterbacks. Rank them 1, 2, and 3 of who is the best right now and who has the best chance to have the best career. Okay, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson.
I mean, I think it's Watson and it's Mahomes. Okay, Mahomes, and I mean, oh jeez, I don't want to say the wrong thing because I know it's going to piss you off.
See, to me, it's easy. It's Mahomes and Jackson in any order you want, and then Watson's third. I love Deshaun Watson, but haven't we seen enough from him?
Here's my thing with Watson. His body of work going back to Clemson, the guy's won big games.
Yeah, that's fair. But take a look
Lamar
at the Jack- last
Lamar Jackson hasn't.
Okay, but who in college football, take a look at all the college football championship winners, right, in the past, like, 10 years. Name me a good quarterback who's won a college football championship outside Deshaun Watson. Tim Tebow? A.J. McCarron? I mean, really, we're talking about guys who don't matter. Mm. And while those games are kind of important, and I do get that, in reality, they don't really mean that much for projecting an NFL career. And I love Watson at Clemson. I was high as hell on him coming out of the draft, much higher on him than I was on, you know, a guy like Patrick Mahomes. But I mean,
Watson has an injury history with the ACL. And I mean, haven't we seen it? He throws up duds for his big teams. I mean, he, in the playoffs, shits the bed, you know, scored 7 versus Baltimore a couple weeks ago in a game where I thought he would come out slinging. 7 points. Mm. They sucked that entire fucking game. It just feels like he's good, but when it really comes to nut-cutting time, and I know he beat the Patriots finally, but nut-cutting time, he's not the guy to get it done. And I can't say about Lamar Jackson, but Patrick Mahomes makes an AFC championship his first year. Lamar Jackson looks like another worldly talent. I don't know. Watson is not even close to those two. But again, that's just me. Anyways, sorry to interrupt.
See, I think Lamar Jackson will be protected better in Baltimore than Deshaun Watson will be in Houston.
Yeah, but like the offense, I mean, Mahomes had a terrible offensive line last year, and he figured it out.
Yeah. It's a good debate. It's a good debate.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I had that debate.
It's a good debate. My only thing with Watson is he's been good. They've all been good. I mean, who's the best out of the three? It's Mahomes. Who's the best out of the three over their career? It's Mahomes and Watson. Who's the best this season? It's Lamar Jackson.
Agreed, but I think that if we're projecting out who is going to be the best player out of those three over their career, everyone says Lamar Jackson can't sustain it because he's a running quarterback, but what if that's just not, what if that just happens to be completely factually incorrect?
Yeah, it could be, man. I don't know if the Chiefs can get there. Do I think the Texans can? Yes, but, and do I think Baltimore has beaten every opponent that's been good this year? Yes. I don't know. I guess we got to put some odds on it.
I'm interested to see.
Only way to debate this one.
Agreed. If I had to choose, I would say Watson wins 0 championships. It's hard to project out right now, obviously knowing what they have, but like Watson has a number one wide receiver and has done jack shit.
We'll bookmark that one.
Agreed. It's an interesting debate. We'll look at it the next few years, because I think those have to be your top 3 young quarterbacks in the NFL, right?
It's a gambling podcast. Talk gambling.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I don't know, actually. Cincinnati's at Cleveland. I'm out on Cleveland forever and ever and ever and ever.
I like Cleveland to lay the points this week. I know everyone's going to be on Cincinnati, especially after their win last week.
Does Kitchens make it to the end of the season?
Sorry?
Does Kitchens make it to the end of the season?
If he loses this one, I think he's gone.
I'm so out on Cleveland. So talented, so shitty.
Yeah, they're not impressive, man. They
suck.
They're not, and I think Odell Beckham Jr. is going to get traded at the end of the year too. The rumors are already starting to pop up, and they've been popping up for a while. But it certainly seems like they're being validated now. I think Beckham is out because the way Mayfield's playing, Mayfield looks like a totally different guy, man. Like not even remotely the same kind of player as he did earlier. I don't know. I do think that they're still good enough to destroy Cincinnati. Again, divisional game. I think that, you know, Cleveland will play them better, obviously, than the Jets did. They can run the ball very well with Chubb and Hunt. I think they're still very explosive in the run game. So because of that, I would lean Cleveland, but I don't love it.
Chargers at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, Minshew at quarterback. They're getting 3 points at home. Give me Jacksonville.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm done backing the Chargers. I'm done. There's no reason to back this team. I love Minshew. I love the way that he has played all year, and I'm happy that they're going back to him. Foles, it's probably just a lost year for him. He should be a starter somewhere, but it's a lost year for him. I like Jacksonville laying the 3. Total, by the way, is at 43.5. I think it's going over. I do. I think that's an overplay right there.
Okay. And then a playoff matchup, Tennessee-Oakland. Oakland's been bad the last couple of weeks. They go back home. Tannehill has won on the road now, won last week. just here's the thing for me, right? If you're going to back Oakland, it's this week, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, Tennessee's like 61% I see right now on Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll do this right now. PP Oakland +3. I'll buy the half point and buy it for the extra 15 cents. Look, Tennessee right now is completely overvalued. They really were not all that impressive last week outside of a few big runs, and I really like what Oakland's done. Now, they got killed versus a really, really desperate Chiefs team. I felt like last week was one of the most important wins for the Chiefs all season. 7-4, kind of teetering in the balance. They win that game, they probably clinch the AFC West, essentially. So it was a massive win for the Chiefs last week. I think that this game kind of feels like the same thing for Oakland. If they want to have any chance to playoffs, this is essentially a playoff game for them. And Max Crosby in that defensive line has been really, really good versus the run. I expect that to continue and make Tannehill throw. I'll take Oakland +3 and buy the half point.
All right. And now Pittsburgh's at Arizona. I'm going to take Arizona +2.5 and open at 5.5. I just think Pittsburgh's a different team on the road. Doc Hodges goes on the road. Well, he did beat the Chargers, but do you consider that a road game? I think Pittsburgh is not as good on the road as they are at home. I'm going to take Arizona this week, even though you're going to hate this, Dan Lifschitz. You were the guy who said that Pittsburgh sucks and they're not going to do this and that. Mike Tomlin could be coach of the year this year.
Dude, credit given where credit's due. Mike Tomlin has done a lot with a little. Outside of this year, I thought Mike Tomlin was one of the worst coaches in the NFL. I still hate the guy, but, I mean, he's been impressive, and you have to give it when he has done it with a third-string quarterback and a backup quarterback. I mean, Mason Rudolph sucks, and we don't really know what Duck Hodges is yet, but he's not a very good NFL quarterback. So he has done a lot with a little. It's been impressive. He's done a good job with the defense, which is kind of his forte. And so, no, I mean, you should give credit to him because I think that he deserves at least some thought for coach of the year. Now, if only he could do this when he actually had a good quarterback, because it seems that maybe it's a Ben thing. Maybe Ben just doesn't listen to them because I don't know what happens, but they're just a terrible team when Roethlisberger's there. So I don't really understand, but, listen, I like Arizona. I like Arizona to get the cover and the win this week.
Can you believe this fucking Purdue Virginia game might not go over?
It's in commercial right now. I did not see the score.
It's 57-36. That's 93, right?
Virginia still hasn't scored? Yeah. How has Virginia not scored in like 10 minutes?
It's incredible.
They were the pace was so good.
Incredible, dude. Whatever. All right, let's get to the sorry, Patriots fans who want to know our pick on the Patriots game. Sorry. We have bets happening. Kansas City at New England. Come on. Do it. Don't do it. Do it, don't do it.
Not doing it. I want nothing to do with this game. Absolutely nothing.
Chiefs.
If I'm ever taking a time for New England to lose at home, it's this game. But I'm not doing it. They're just they don't lose. Tom Brady and Julian Edelman in games they played at home together, 42-0.
Listen, you ready for this, dude? I got you. I know. I'm the guy last year who said they were done after the Pittsburgh loss. And what do they do? All right. I'm going to do it again. Shame on me. Whatever.
Are you back in the Chiefs?
Yes. Listen, the Patriots aren't right. They're not right. They are not right. They're not right. They are not right. They're not right.
Are you PPing the Chiefs?
As a capper, last week, don't get me wrong, there were some sharps out there who loved the Texans. They were. But, like, the Texans secondary sucks. Like, Romeo Crennel completely outcoached Josh McDaniels. Like, completely outcoached him.
Agreed. It wasn't close.
And I don't know. Andy Reid, I think he's a good coach. They've lost twice to the Patriots now. in the regular season, 43-40, and then in the playoffs last year. If the Patriots are going to win this game, they're going to run the football. They can't go away from that game plan. They can't do it.
Agreed.
I don't know if they can go away from that, Dan. That's what scares me.
The Patriots have to run the football, and the real problem is we've heard a lot about it if you're in New England. Tom Brady sounds like he's on the way out. I still, until he's gone, will not believe it until he actually leaves. I just won't believe it. Like I think it's just too hard to say that a player is leaving until he leaves, especially a guy like Brady's magnitude. But if I was Tom Brady, I would be pissed if I had to continually run the ball because I am trying to pad my stats for any sort of chance for a big payday, especially in these final few weeks. And I want to do it versus defense that sucks like Kansas City's. So if I'm Brady, I want to throw the ball. But the way the Pats win this game is by running the football and controlling the clock. That's my personal opinion, because otherwise they're not going to score enough to keep up with Kansas City. They're an incredible home team, and their home advantage is unreal, unlike any other in football at this point. You really don't have a choice in saying that. But, I mean, I'm not backing the Patriots there. I will say, though, I like the over. I think it's going to be a similar type game to last week where one team is going to be up a good amount, and we'll see a backdoor score to cut the over. I like the over 48.5. That's my favorite play in that game by far.
I love the Patriots. I'm a season ticket holder. They're -3 for a reason. They're still the second best team to win the Super Bowl. Like, all that's there. My eyeballs tell me they ain't right. They ain't right.
Purdue just shot a massive 3.
Thank you.
So it's now 64-36, Joe.
What's that?
So.
100?
One basket. They're 100. No, they're a basket away from the over. Minute 30 left.
Nah, what do we got here? Seattle at the Rams. Interesting game. Right now, one-point dog for the home team. I kind of like the Rams.
I was just going to say the same thing. Listen, I've been saying it all year, and people are giving me a lot of shit about it, but I don't really give a shit. Seattle is a fraudulent fucking team. Bang, over. Purdue just hits a 3, goes over. Boom. So there you go. That's a nice winner. We just got
two
a couple winners.
Well, one of those so far.
What?
One of those so far.
We're 2-0 because I had Purdue money line.
Oh, okay. And then I have South Carolina. They're up 78-67 with 2 minutes.
Yeah, and I had Georgia. They covered and won easily. So we're looking like a 4-0 college basketball night here. Not bad. Not bad start. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think that Seattle's going to eventually fade away. Like, I watch them every week, and I'm impressed by what they do. But, like, I'm also – I look at them and say, when you face a good team, you guys are going to get fucking spent. So I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's because I'm just – maybe I'm a Seattle hater without even noticing it. Maybe that's the case. But I just I feel like the Rams are going to win this game, and I do. I don't know why. Sunday Night Football, primetime game. It's a me thing, but I like the Rams to win this game. I like them at the 1 point. I think if you wait, you'll probably get a better line. Probably goes back up to 2.5 too. But I like the Rams. I think they win this game.
Okay, and then Monday Night Football, Giants Eagles. Eli Manning at quarterback for the Giants. I like the Giants.
This is a gross game, dude. Absolutely disgustingly gross game. I would not back a side in this one. I can't do it. I can't possibly do it. I would maybe lean the over. A couple Eli pick sixes. I mean, God, these teams suck. I really don't know what to do here. That game is going to be terrible. It is. It's going to be a terrible game. There's going to be nothing redeeming about it or fun to watch. I don't know, dude. I have no interest in playing that game. By the way, I will say the Seattle Rams total is at 47.5. Seems high. Maybe it's an over. I don't know. I'm not touching it, but yuck. It's gross, and I don't know. I want nothing to do with that Monday night game. Nothing.
All right, Dan. That's it for us.
That's it. You got to go to Vegas.
I'll be in Vegas. I will probably be posting out stuff. I'm going to try to talk to some people and see if I can get any tips while I'm out there. We did the pod this week. It was nice, it was crunch. I don't know how we did the pod, but we did it.
We did it. It'll be out Thursday morning.
All right, anything else? Anything else on your mind?
No, not really. I mean, it's college basketball season, man. This is money-making season. Yeah. This is where we really crush.
Championship weekend will be fun. My suggestion is we got to start looking at NBA games, man, because I'm starting to see some trends. And I don't know what it is. The Lakers tonight, Lakers unders, dude. Lakers unders have been going well. And just the Lakers in general have been pretty well.
Yeah, they're an interesting team. They really are. I'm surprised by how good they are. But, I mean, it feels like at some point they opened as like a one-point favorite. They're now a 2.5-point dog. Feels like someone's sitting out tonight. Maybe that's just me, but it feels like LeBron or just based upon the fact that there was such a large move. And I'll give credit to our buddy Chadwick, who kind of talked to me about that. I think just based upon the large move, it does feel like someone might be out tonight. So,
What do you mean out tonight? Wait, about NBA?
Yeah, and then in the Lakers game, they were open as one point favorites, moved to 3-point dogs. So feels like someone could be out.
Under as well, I would suggest in that one. But I just watched the games.
I like the under too, Joe. So.
All right. He is Dan Lifshatz. I am Joe Murray. This has been, oh, my God. How did we buried the lead?
I told you, 69, baby. I did it all. I was the one who posted it today. Did you miss it?
I buried the lead.
69.
It's the 69th podcast of Over Under 985 ever.
Nice.
It's the last time it will ever happen.
That's not true. We'll get 169 eventually, hopefully, right?
Maybe we'll celebrate the 96th edition.
Ooh, okay, that is nice.
We'll have a big party.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
We'll go over all the champions from 1996, which I don't even know if I could do that off the top of my head right now.
I definitely could not. I definitely could not.
Cowboys 96?
Oh, I do. Who won baseball? Was it the... Was it the Orioles? Ends in 96 played in the
Braves?
AL championship? Sounds right.
95, 90. Oh, Jesus.
No. Was it Yankees 96?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think it wasn't that Jeter's rookie year. I think it was Yankees 96.
I don't know. Now I get myself looking things up, and that's a bad thing. Dallas Cowboys beat the Steelers. Larry Brown, MVP.
Yankees won the 96 World Series over the Braves.
Who won the 96? Oh, Bulls.
Yep.
And then NHL. Yep. Oh, jeez. I'm going to say Detroit.
Was that the year that Peter Ford? No. That was later. I don't know. I don't know when. Detroit's probably a good guess. Pittsburgh? Nope. That was the Avalanche.
Colorado. Oh, yeah. That was the Ray Bourque year.
Ray Bourque year. Holy shit.
That was the year that the All-Star game was in Boston as well.
Yep. That's Ray Bourque
year.
Wow.
Damn. All right, Dan. I'm out. I am out. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. This has been the 69th edition of Over Under 985.
Good luck in Vegas. Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.